Total Energies embroiled in offshore wind deal controversy. Total Energies, a French energy firm, has found itself at the center of a storm over its $1 billion buyout from the Trump administration. The deal, which involved walking away from two federal offshore wind leases, has sparked outrage among seven East Coast states. New York is leading the charge, joined by Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont in their lawsuit against the Trump administration. The controversy surrounding Total Energy's deal highlights the vulnerability of the domestic wind industry to the Trump administration's policies. The offshore sector relies heavily on lease areas auctioned and administered by the U.S. Department of the Interior, making it a prime target for the administration's attacks. Despite the Trump administration's efforts to halt new offshore wind leases, existing projects have continued to move forward. Five East Coast projects, including the Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind Project and Vineyard Wind in Massachusetts, are already well into the construction phase. The deal with Total Energies has also raised questions about the Trump administration's authority to suspend existing leases for re-reviews. Federal judges have prevented the administration from stopping work on these projects, highlighting the need for clear regulations and transparency in offshore wind deals. Trump's decision to deploy money to pry existing leaseholders away from their projects was a bold move, but it has backfired. The controversy surrounding Total Energy's deal is likely to have far-reaching consequences for the offshore wind industry and the U.S. government's relationship with renewable energy. The lawsuit filed by seven U.S. states against the Trump administration is a significant development in this saga. It will be interesting to see how the case unfolds and what implications it may have for future offshore wind deals. Total Energy's decision to accept the deal has sparked criticism from Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who warned of possible violations of the Anti-Deficiency Act. The agreement also raised questions about the lack of legally available or appropriated funding for the project. The controversy surrounding Total Energy's deal is a reminder that offshore wind energy is not just a matter of politics, but also of economics and policy. As the U.S. moves towards a more sustainable energy future, it is essential to have clear regulations and transparency in place to ensure that the industry can thrive. Total Energy's involvement in this controversy highlights the need for greater cooperation between governments and the private sector on offshore wind projects. The deal's impact will be felt across the U.S. East Coast, and it is crucial that all parties involved work together to address any concerns or issues that arise. As the case unfolds, it will be essential to monitor the developments and assess their implications for the offshore wind industry and the broader energy sector.